Hi, I'm Darina, co-founder of OpenPhone. My dad is a business owner, and growing up, he always kept his ringtone super loud so he'd never miss a customer call. OpenPhone gives your team business phone numbers to call and text all in one shared workspace, and our AI agent answers 24/7 so you never miss a customer. Over 60,000 businesses use OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yay!
Evan Gettings in for Matt Steinmetz. He's probably on the links right now. Told him to keep him straight this morning.
No doubt. He's in a tournament, him and Dibs.
But I thought Dibs was leaving for Vegas soon.
Yeah, that's, he'll leave, I don't want to say all his business, after the tournament.
Okay.
Because he'll be, I think, Monday and Tuesday. Summer League, speaking of which, did you catch Cooper Flagg? Got to get better condition. He was huffing and puffing a little too much for me.
Now, are you really making a lot of that?
I noticed it in the championship game, too, that my man was huffing and puffing. I'm just saying. And I didn't care, but he went 2 for 100.
Well, the final four, they didn't make the championship.
Bronny with the game winner.
Dude, there was a couple game winners last night. USF alum Jamari Abuye hit a walk-off shot for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Keep it real, Goo.
Now, seriously, Cooper Flagg goes 5 for 21 in his debut.
Yeah.
Air quotes, debut. Why don't I care about that?
Oh, who cares?
Oh, Fred.
Thanks, Mike.
Look at him. I'm with you, but it was just fun watching him.
What are you talking about?
Watching him. That's a four. Watching him out there. But yeah, I'm just like, you shouldn't be that tired. But I get it. It's your first NBA game.
But he was sucking wind.
I'll tell you what, I don't know if he gets enough credit for his defense and his passing. I'm going to just leave that there. Or maybe that's why he was the number one pick. What are you talking about, Goo? But those little tangible things, he's got them.
Well, yeah, he's the highest touted American prospect in recent memory.
Since Kevin Durant.
He better have him. I think that Cooper Flagg, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that even though he went 5 for 21 in a game that, you know, they're not going to keep the stats for. Yeah. I think he's still going to be great.
I got you.
How about that?
Yeah. I didn't say otherwise.
You feel differently about him now?
No.
He's a bust.
No, stop.
You shouldn't have gone number one.
Baby Steiny. No. I'm not saying that. I do have to read something to you. I'm mad.
Why?
But I have a P1 friend from Union City, Squirt, Peter Stark. He sent this in after our Barry Bonds conversation in audio, and I'm just sick and tired of it. Can I read it to you, Evan? You all.
We got 2 hours.
After 1998, the dude is all hopped up on the stuff. Y'all sound silly. Glorifying a dude that cheated the game. Stop. Did you see Barry Squirt in Pittsburgh? MVP, baby. Come on, don't hate on Barry and his greatness. My favorite player of all time,
Bonds?
Yep. Well, it's three of them.
I thought it was Clemente.
It is, but one that I actually got to saw. Actually got to see.
So,
him and Ricky.
Favorite players ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I also had to break it to Squirt, and I love him.
Yeah, they got you.
Loyal
P1. One day, yeah.
Loyal, I love him. Pitchers were using steroids, too.
And there you, man, that is the,
other
hello.
You know who was using steroids? The guy who he hit the home run off of in the clip.
Hey, people don't want that real part of it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it's like the Lance Armstrong thing. Yeah, he was juicing. So were the next 25 cyclists.
You hear that, Squirt?
I'm just saying, like, if we're really going to do that, then every one of that era is under scrutiny.
Yeah. I didn't see Mark McGwire or Sosa at all on that text. Like, that didn't bother him. It was just when Barry did it.
Oh, and Barry Bonds, by the way, before he started juicing, was only a 9-time Gold Glover. Had 3 MVPs.
Stu special.
330
home runs.
He was
in the 400 club at that point.
Dude, that's incredible, man.
He was a Hall of Famer before he started using the juice.
Man, it could steal your base.
Yeah, what he gave up was his ability to steal bases and win gold gloves, which he was already doing before he got to San Francisco.
And I know he had his stint in Miami, but I wish guys like that were around me. Like, I wish he were a manager. I wish Jeter was a manager. I'm serious. Guys like
Jeter was a
Buster,
GM.
I know, but I got you. But
wasn't very good.
God, just replace Aaron Boone. What if that was Jeter? Guys would be running through the wall.
I don't think that would go very well.
You don't see why. Why, though?
Because
Magic
Jeter's
Johnson
so
coaching,
great. Like, I don't know. There's a few guys that have been able to do it. But I think it's really hard to be a manager or a head coach when you're such a great player, because everyone on your team is held to your standards.
But see, I feel like you're robbing the player of them not knowing that and being able to tap into that. Like, okay, I'm not going to look at everybody like they're my clone, or it's like being a parent, you know, you got to pick and choose and learn your daughter, or your son, and you know what works and what doesn't. So I get what you're saying. There's not a lot to back me up, but man, Evan, and I was going to say Steve Kerr, he was a good player. He was okay, role player, but he wasn't Jordan, you know? And then we saw Magic flame out. But do you think he flamed out because he was Magic, or he got frustrated because everybody wasn't him?
Well, I think it'd be really hard to play for a guy like that. You know, all right, I don't have kids, but yeah. I imagine you wouldn't want your children to be held to your standard. Like, you've accomplished quite a bit, mm-hmm. but if one of your kids happened to get into sports media, like, that's like you cast a long shadow, and they should be given the opportunity to build their own legacy.
Mm.
I think.
I'm with you. I guess I'm asking you, Evan, what part of that does the parent or the person prior stunt that? Like, what if I'm trying to help them? Like, if Bonds were the manager of the Giants, you think you couldn't be the best Evan Giddings just because of what he did? Or are you saying because he was so good, he would get frustrated because maybe you weren't further along or you didn't have it? Like, I think we're robbing the greats of knowing everybody's not as great as you were.
Well, I don't know if, you know, I don't know if you're thinking about every at-bat like, oh, I'm never going to be Barry Bonds. But I just think that there's so many unnecessary questions that both you internally have to answer and also probably get asked on a daily basis, like, hey, what's it like to play for Barry Bonds? And you're like, well, he's the manager. He writes the lineup every day.
Yeah.
And then also, I think there would be a lot of questions that, let's say if Barry Bonds was the hitting coach, which I think he wasn't with the Marlins, with Mattingly, and if Bonds was the manager of the Giants, someone would eventually be asking Bonds, hey, how come your team isn't hitting? Like, shouldn't you be able to get your guys to hit? And the answer is, he has no control over any of that.
Mm.
He can't swing a bat for him, whether he's juicing or not juicing. He's one of the greatest players ever. And to me, that's just something that I guess I wouldn't want my favorite team to be held to. Like, you're basically playing against ghosts, and it's already hard enough to hit a 96-mile-an-hour fastball coming from the mound.
Evan said ghosts. I'm mad at you.
Let's go to Yard Doctor in Napa. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to transition here in a sec, but I want to get Yard Doctor in here. What's up, Doc? How we doing?
Hey, you know, I've been calling in a long time. I want to call in one more time, and here's my case, okay? Barry should have his own wing in the Hall of Fame, and it should be titled Barry Saves Baseball from Steroids, because everybody that was juicing before Barry, and I'm talking about Sammy and McGuire, they got forgiven, okay? And with those, he'd still be juicing today if Barry didn't put them all to shame by showing them what the best player would be like on juice. He didn't go on the juice until it was, he couldn't stand it anymore. He's sitting there watching these other guys hit 65 homers. That's bullshit. Okay, I'm pissed.
All right, night-night. Sorry, thanks, Yard. I know you're pissed, but...
And I would tell Yard, so send McGuire on in as well.
No, we're not here to talk about that. But the point was, like, we're talking about the Giants and the Dodgers, and that, I think, is a moment that I remember from 2004, because you literally had the best pitcher and the best hitter, and the best hitter won.
That was a great call.
That was a great story.
Yeah, and, I mean, man. And where can we find that? That Bonds audio with Kuiper.
Yeah, it's from social media. I think the Giants put it out. Again, right before they play the Dodgers, heading into the All-Star break.
Because he and Maddox, if I'm correct, have a back and forth about an at-bat. Barry and Greg Maddox. And it's kind of among those lines, but Maddox is talking about what he was thinking. It's pretty dope, too.
Yeah, the Giants just put out a 20-minute video of Bonds breaking down all of his kind of iconic moments and just the at-bats. So
that's interesting.
It's on their YouTube channel.
Well, and it reminds me,
I know,
like,
what I'm doing after the show, E.
Well, last year during the Rickwood Field game, paying homage to the Negro Leagues, Bonds was on the panel, and just the way that he talks about, you know, his hitting and how confident he is at the plate, like, there is a brain behind the brawn.
Wow, man.
If that puts it into perspective for people.
Yeah, but, take that, Squirt.
All right, Goop, I got to ask you about this, because, earlier today, Ramona Shelburne and Brian Windhorst of ESPN dropped a story. And the story was essentially about LeBron and Luka and how the power dynamic in the Lakers has visibly and behind the scenes shifted away from LeBron James and towards Luka Doncic. So the takeaway from this is all signs point to the Lakers wanting to move on from LeBron James by the spring of 2026. And here's a quote that kind of illustrates that.
Okay.
The Lakers had already made their statement in not offering James a contract beyond the season. It was abundantly clear that the 21-time All-Star's time as the face of the Lakers had, for the first time, a planned end date, even if James's record-setting NBA career did not yet. Whether the 25-26 season is to be James's final season in the NBA is up to him, but if he wanted the kind of Hollywood ending that only the Lakers can give legends of the game, the release date was set. Spring 2026, Luka Doncic in, LeBron James out. Now, this bothered you.
Well, wow. When we talked about it initially, I hadn't heard that, but like, wow. This came out of nowhere, the Luka acquisition by the Los Angeles Lakers. And on the court, Evan, how many times did I text you, Steiny, and we would talk about hoops? Like, we know Luka's ball dominant. Hello, 1 + 1 = 2. But the bottom line is those were so – I felt like Luka took so many of LeBron's responsibilities that I could just kind of read.
Business owners know every missed call is money left on the table. For $15 a month, get a dedicated business number with OpenPhone. You can manage calls, assign conversations, send auto replies, and skip voicemail with OpenPhone's AI agent that captures leads 24/7. Join over 60,000 businesses using OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. They'll even port your existing numbers for free. openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls. No missed customers.
He didn't see through the TV. Even Austin Reeves, for that matter. Everybody got knocked down a notch. And Bron, at this age, is special with the ball in his hands. And he tried to be a good soldier. So I thought the acquisition was, hey, we're going to enhance what's left of LeBron as a Laker by getting this trade that nobody saw coming, and we're going to be in the Western Conference Finals. And it didn't happen that way. But, Evan, I don't think it didn't happen that way because of those two guys or those three guys. I felt like they didn't have any rim protection, and they lost some depth outside in regard to wing defenders. But if you're telling me LeBron James is available, I feel like, one, the Lakers have struck out because they could have been trying to do something a lot earlier. But it sounds like this is something they've been thinking about. But how could a 40-year-old LeBron James, because if we were to somehow get him in a Warrior uniform, Jimmy Butler's gone. And Jimmy Butler's 5 years younger than LeBron James. I think there's more left in the tank. For a year, would I be entertained, Evan, and watching LeBron find Steph and set up Dre and whatnot? Yeah, but I think the Warriors right now, as is without LeBron James, is the way to go.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. When I read that, my first thought was, the Warriors have to pick up the phone and make a call to the Lakers.
And it sounds like they did. They were one of the teams.
Well, I think that they've been trying to see if there's a potential Steph and LeBron, you know, unity on the horizon since 2024. Mm-hmm. You know, they made a call about him last deadline. And from all reports, LeBron was the one that kind of nixed that, along with the Lakers. But the Lakers have had a change of heart. They're, from this story, not interested in having a relationship with LeBron James longer than next year. If I'm the Warriors, and I know you said it's only a year, but that's all we're talking about with the Warriors now. We're talking about a year-to-year team in a year-to-year league. And if you're telling me that LeBron James is available, to me, the Warriors absolutely have to be in on trying to acquire his services.
At what cost,
though? If it's possible.
Like what if he's one and done? Because what's funny about this, if everything is true, these reports are true, LeBron felt like I felt like he had, Evan, the advantage. I'm going to make you sweat a little bit, Laker brass. I don't know. I'm pondering my future. Now it's almost like You're between a rock and a hard place because they can't wait for you to go. And how many years do you got left? And now, could you imagine a move to where LeBron is going somewhere else this late in the game? Like, that would be shocking to me. But if we were to get him, and you're right, it's 1 year, but are we willing to give up 5 years of or four or three more of Jimmy Butler for that?
Well, I
would have to have a commitment from Bron.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to be married to Jimmy Butler for more than you're currently married to him too. Like that's another thing too is so Jimmy is contract extension eligible next summer.
Yeah, right.
I think he's going to want one. And if I'm the Warriors, depending on obviously how the season goes, I'm not in a position right now where I want to give that to him. The only person that to me is who's extension eligible that's on the table to even have a conversation about is Curry. And that's just because you're tacking on plus ones. But I think a big issue the Warriors have right now is that they have two massive contracts, and the guy who hasn't, or I think is going to have a hard time carrying his end of the bargain, is Jimmy Butler. He makes you better, there's no doubt about that. But Jimmy Butler is paid like a top 10 player, and I don't believe he is a top 10 player.
But didn't he have a top 10 impact and change the fortune? Like, I'm not saying you're all the way wrong or I all the way disagree with you.
No, that's fair.
But, Evan, he changed everything. So wherever you got him slotted at, the silhouette of Jimmy Butler changed the fortune for the Golden State Warriors, the metrics, the number one defensive, everything changed. So, listening and looking at you, I feel like, Evan, I felt that way. But now if you're telling me we get 82 games of that, maybe it could go sideways and everybody would be disappointed. But my goodness, that's top 10 to me in regard to impact.
If I could turn Jimmy Butler's last 2 years into one season of LeBron James going into next year, I would do that. I would do that. Because I think that whatever you believe or you think about LeBron as a player, you think about Jimmy as a player, let's say they're even.
I like both.
But LeBron's got 1 year left and he's coming off the books. Maybe you'd have to give him another year. I don't know. Maybe you want to align him with Steph and with Draymond. But to me, it's a perfect opportunity, again, if it's possible, to go all in next year. And I think it sounds like LeBron is, he's headed out the doors one way or another.
Do you think he's blown away? Like, Evan, I told you guys a month ago, and I'm standing on it, even as we go get ready for this Dodger-Giants series, there's no way in hell the narcissist that is LeBron James, who I respect his game and his fatherhood, there's no way he's leaving L.A., but the story reads like they're poking or pushing him and telling him, like, night-night because we got Luka. And, Evan, just help me out. I'm being real. I don't feel like that's the case.
Well, I think the moment he opted in, which, by the way, he's never done that before.
Right.
He's always added a 1+1 every single offseason to give himself some sort of power. And the Lakers are telling him that's not the case anymore. Like, LeBron James, for the first time in his career, is not the most important player on his team to that team.
Wow.
The Lakers are saying our future and our present, quite honestly, is about Luka Doncic. And I don't think that sits well with LeBron. That's why he's opted in. That's why he's been zero dark 30. That's why there's been these reports of him not reaching out to DeAndre Ayton.
Oh, I couldn't believe Ayton said that.
Well, I can't.
Like, Luka texted me and LeBron didn't. I was like, oh, maybe I got it all wrong. Shocker. And estimated eyes on the YouTube chat. Like, no, LeBron is pushing this narrative to find a deal.
I think it's a perfect opportunity. Again, it's...
Would you want him here, though?
Yes. 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 So if I could put Steph and LeBron together for one season, I would do that. I would want to see how that goes. Because, again, I don't think there's a lot of risk involved. At least not more risk than you already have on
because
your team.
Of Bron
you're already
coming
old as
off
hell
the books.
Anyways.
Because of Bron coming off the books?
Yes.
But then what are you doing search-wise? Obviously, you're going to look to replenish what, if Bron were to retire, then where are we at with Steph? You're still searching. You're at the club, and it's about to close, and you're hoping to find, you know what I mean?
Well, like, you're going to have to turn the page anyways, whether it's this season or next season. You know, again, I think the Warriors are taking this a year at a time. And
this would really be that, a reflection of that, if they got him, though.
Yeah, and I am kind of about expediting that process, which to me, you give yourself a chance to win and play meaningful basketball this year. And I know you can do that with Jimmy too, but I guess I would want to see LeBron and Curry on the same team.
Yeah, I could make I'm not happen. Against it.
888-957-9570. And look, a lot of people disagree with me, and that's totally fine. This is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. From the 408, Evan is wrong. LeBron clearly can't get it done on his own or with a star. And this is from the 510. LeBron to the Warriors equals title. I'm not sure that. I wouldn't go that far.
Well, hopefully get us closer, because we really don't know how far we were off, Evan, because Curry got hurt.
All right. Well,
that was with Jimmy, but yeah. This would be with, yeah. Jimmy getting 56 this year. 56.
That's a lot of money.
56, E. I'm just saying, he changed everything, but boy.
Well, and we're seeing all these teams give out massive contract extensions, but... And I threw this by Grandy yesterday on the afternoon show, and I'll ask you, of the four teams in last year's conference finals, how many of them do you think had a top 10 paid player? How many top 10 paid players were in the conference finals or the finals? So the final four teams.
There's a reason you're asking me this. This is a 1-4-3 IQ, so I'm going to go four.
There was one.
Damn it.
And his name was Karl Anthony Towns.
Cat! And it's Zesty.
But it's really hard to construct a team with a bunch of inflated contracts. And so now, why are you going out to get another one? Because it helps me remove one the soonest possible.
I got you.
And I think that Jimmy Butler being here for 2 years while the Warriors will still be competitive, I think that they're banking on health being on their side as opposed to Father Time catching up to them. But if I can expedite the process of getting rid of these just massively inflated contracts for players that aren't playing up to that level, and I'm looking at Butler, then that's what I'm going to do.
I feel like you're robbing Butler a little bit, Evan, of, 50, we could go down the list of all these players not living up to the contract when you look at the drop-dead number of 56 M's, but for Butler, he was worth 56 on just what I had said a minute ago on what he changed. So are we really robbing Butler to try to run him away because you can't live up to the number, but you did change the fortune of our season in a major way?
He did, but I think he also was a part, like, the Warriors clearly had a talent deficiency, and he filled that void. But now it's an entirely new season where they got to go through a six-month marathon to get to the playoffs. Like, in a way, Jimmy Butler... And he didn't play a whole lot in Miami because he either didn't want to or he was suspended by the team too. But I think that he was able to preserve himself for the final 30-something games plus the playoffs. And even then, he still
had a tailbone injury.
Yeah,
I got you.
And he got hurt. You know, the Warriors are going to be up against it no matter what. But I guess my argument is that if I could turn him into LeBron, if I could turn 2 years of Jimmy Butler into 1 year of LeBron with this team, that's something I think still keeps you competitive, and
it is, wow, man.
It makes it a lot easier to eventually turn the page when you're going to have to do that anyways.
If I had a gun to your head right now, Evan, no, that's terrible. If I just, you know, your life on
water
the line,
pistol.
Who's going to have a better 56 M's? I could get that belt, huh? Or any belt.
You can get any belt you want.
Man, who's going to have a better season if you had to bet right now, Jimmy Butler or LeBron James? And that includes games played. Like if you just, you know, we're having some fun and you had to bet on one of those players right now.
Statistically?
Yes, sir.
It's going to be LeBron. I mean, LeBron's going to put up more numbers than Jimmy. You know, the question is, will the Lakers win more than the Warriors? And they did last year, but I know they had Davis for a lot of it. And the Warriors didn't have Jimmy. Yeah.
If you were to swap out Bron, because Jimmy wouldn't be here with Bron, because then we'd have major action. But, man, Evan, you got me thinking. But where are the Warriors and Joe Lacob the
LeBron's
year after?
LeBron's played 70 games each of the last two seasons.
No, I got to give him that.
He's been, and I know he's not as good as he was.
But he's still good, Evan.
He's still damn good. I think Jimmy Butler's damn good. But if I'm going to... If I'm going to ride with a pair, like
the two for one, to clear the books is
well, that's a major part for me. Okay. But I also just think Like it has to be enticing to think about if I could just have Steph and LeBron on the same team. And I know we sat in the Olympics with a bunch of other superstars, but I also think LeBron is someone that would fit seamlessly into this system. Mm. You know, I don't necessarily like the guy that much. I think he's egotistical and a bit of a cynic, like you mentioned. But if we're just talking basketball, I think there's absolutely a possibility he makes the Warriors better.
So with that report that just came out this morning, late last night, Evan, if I said to you, how much smoke is this a four-alarm fire? Do you really think LeBron James will no longer be in a Laker uniform? Forget him coming to the Warriors. Just you think he's done in L.A.?
By the end of next season, I do. We got to hit a break, though. Next week is our All-Star Week prize blowout. We got awesome things to give away. Warriors prize packs, Giants prize packs, Outside Lands day passes, 4-day passes to Aftershock, and gift cards to the Valkyries merch store and Laughing Monk Brewing. Listen, it's 7:30, 12:30, and 4:30 for your chance to win every single day next week, every show, all day. It starts on Monday. Evan and Verstaine with Guru. How you feeling? Is this something that you'd be interested in? Or is it just smoke at this point? Let me know. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're back after this.
Business owners know every missed call is money left on the table. For $15 a month, get a dedicated business number with OpenPhone. You can manage calls, assign conversations, send auto replies, and skip voicemail with OpenPhone's AI agent that captures leads 24/7. Join over 60,000 businesses using OpenPhone. Get 20% off at openphone.com/odyssey. They'll even port your existing numbers for free. openphone.com/odyssey. OpenPhone. No missed calls. No missed customers.